Mount Allison will not be offering the pass-fail option to students this semester and is instead foregoing academic suspension and dismissal due to low GPA this year. So that means that all students will have a grade point average recorded on their university transcript, but no students will be barred from returning to class this fall if their grades are low. Normally, any student who has a GPA of 1.0 or less is placed on automatic academic suspension, which means they aren't allowed to take any more Mount A courses for one full year. That student would then have to apply to be readmitted to the university and put on academic probation. A second suspension would result in their dismissal from Mount Allison, which means they can't return to the university for 3 years. This year, while students will have all grades recorded on their transcripts, they will still be allowed to return to school next year, regardless of that grade. Mount Allison Students Union Vice President and elected president of the 2021-2022 term, Charlie Burke, says that while pass-fail was helpful for some students, it wasn't helping the ones who were struggling the most.
When we put forward pass-fail last semester, there was never a guarantee that we'd be able to do that again this semester. So thankfully, it took a lot of work to put it through, but there was very much a consensus within that Senate meeting when pass-fail was approved, and then in meetings that we had prior, that the pass-fail that was voted on would not necessarily work for this semester. So it was pretty clear that the University Senate and felt that the pass-fail motion didn't support the students who were struggling the most, and by that I mean students who were failing, and they wanted to look towards an alternative to support those students rather than pass-fail, and really catch the ones that pass-fail was allowing to slip through. So we started working on a motion that we felt would be supported by Senate and was an alternative that like met the needs of students that weren't currently being met. And so we adopted this motion instead, and a lot of that just came with the consensus in the original Senate meeting, and then in the meetings that we've had since. We just realized that there would be no way to bring pass-fail to Senate, and they wanted something different.
According to Provost and Vice President Academic and Research Jeff Hennessy, the results from the fall showed that student grades were actually higher than previous fall terms. He says that since professors modified their courses due to the circumstances, that may have helped students' grades. Hennessy also says that very few of the scholarship-eligible GPA category use these alternative grades in the fall, and that the decision on a motion from the MASU was to focus on students who may be in danger of academic sanction due to grades and to suspend enforcement of unsatisfactory standing this year. Burke admits that while the temporary removal of the academic suspension and dismissal protocol is good news for students who are struggling to keep their grades up, she understands why students may be upset that they can't request the pass-fail grading system. She says that there are larger conversations about grading and progress that stand to benefit the student body.
Well, I just would want students to know that like the conversation around grading schemes and grading in general is something that pass-fail has really brought up, especially last semester. Mm-hmm. And in all the meetings, basically, I'm having now around university planning and academic planning in the long term, we're really talking about what kind of grading schemes and what is the difference between qualitative and quantitative grading, and you know, how much of an emphasis should we be putting on grades in general and shifting some of those ideologies. So especially within like we're looking at ISRGs and those kind of meetings, we've been talking about shifting the evaluation off of grades more so, and continuing to have those conversations about how much weight should our GPAs be given in the long run. So I guess though, to those students who are upset about it, I would say to please reach out to the academic support services, because there is still time, and also that we totally hear you, totally get it.
Students can direct questions about changes to academic assessment to ASSOC registrar@mta.ca. Other relevant emails are listed on this story on chmafm.com.